Morning Drive's on 101.7 The Hammer, 101.7thehammer.com. Yesterday afternoon, we get hit with the news. Nick Holt is out at Purdue, no longer defensive coordinator. So where does Purdue go from here? We're going to bounce on over to our good buddy on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline, Tom Deanhart from goldandblack.com. And you know, we just had you on a Monday morning, and then here comes Monday late afternoon. The news comes down that Nick Holt is no longer at Purdue. Tom, when you heard that news, how surprised were you?
I guess not surprised, and I'm sure a lot of the Purdue fans and you guys as well weren't either. You know, the defense that sort of lagged this year, and, you know, going back to that Auburn game, the Music City Bowl, Auburn scored 63 points, probably could have scored 100 that year, or that day, I should say, and on it went from there, guys, and just the way the season began, you know, Nick Holt was moved from the sideline to the press box as the season started, and I thought that was a pretty significant move. And they go to Nevada, and we all know what happened out there. They blew, what, a 31-14 third-quarter lead, and the defense melted down in the second half. You wonder if Holt was on the sideline, if that would have helped. But on and on, it went all year. And, again, a lot of times after these games and the postgame, Jeff Brohm wasn't shy about expressing, I guess, his displeasure with the performance of the defense. So now here we are, fellas. Year four of the Brohm era. We're going to have a new defensive coordinator. And it's a huge hire, right? I mean, Purdue has got to bounce back from 4-8. They're trying to raise $120 million for the roster renovation. This hire needs to be a home run. This guy's got to deliver and get this defense up to par.
Tough question for you here, Tom. Did Nick Holt get a fair shake? I mean, they had their two best defensive players out for the entire season.
You know, I'm going to say no, Kyle. You know, I think Nick Holt deserved another shot in 2020. And you alluded to, again, the personnel issues. And, you know, schemes are great, 4-3-3, 3-3-5, whatever you want to run. But let's get serious. It's about personnel. Mm-hmm. Every sport's about your personnel. And you subtract Lorenzo Neal. You subtract Marcus Bailey. I mean, come on, man. The two best players on defense, Bailey, Neal, what were captains? I mean, heart and soul of your defense, right up the gut. Neal never plays. Bailey plays two games, and that's it. So, again, yeah, you know, maybe there's some blame to go around for everybody. But Nick Holt's been a coordinator. USC's been a coordinator. Washington, head coach at Idaho. He was 55, 56 years old. He didn't suddenly get stupid. So maybe there were some personality conflicts here. I don't know. But, again, I would like to see Nick get one more shot at it.
Talking with Tom Deanhart from goldenblack.com on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. So, Tom, I guess the next logical question is, who is a candidate, or who would you think Jeff Brohm is looking at to be a candidate? I did read your article on goldenblack.com. You threw out some names. I feel like the fans have thrown out some much loftier names. I've seen people say Charlie Strong and Chris Ash, and it's like, I don't know if that's realistic. So you're plugged in this kind of stuff. Who are the realistic targets in your mind right now to fill that vacancy?
Yeah, I posted a hot board this morning. I made some calls to people in the industry with some other, just some coaches and some agents and whatnot, and also just tried to connect some dots between people who had worked with Brohm in the past and then offered some pure speculation on other guys. But I've got a list of guys on our website now. And, yeah, I think there's some pie in the sky. Cam, that you talked about, Jared, probably long shots. Charlie Strong. Some people say Barry Odom. I mean, Barry Odom may be the head coach at Memphis here real soon. So, again, those guys maybe aren't realistic. But I tell you what, just guys of more immediacy, I think, to consider are people like Derek Jackson, honestly, who was just a cornerbacks coach at Purdue, went to Northern Illinois to be the defensive coordinator this last year with Thomas Hammack, his good buddy. I think a guy like Ron English, who's a safeties coach in Florida. You know, he's got head coaching experience at Eastern Michigan. It's coordinated defenses at San Jose State and Michigan. And he was on the Louisville staff as defensive coordinator when Brohm was there in 2008. Maybe a guy like Marcus Freeman, a guy Kyle's very familiar with. I mean, that would be a home run hire in my book. Just 33 years old, a former Ohio State linebacker. coached at Purdue under Daryl Hazel. Is at Cincinnati now with Luke Fickell as his coordinator. He's done a great job. I mean, if they could get somebody like that, it would be incredible. So yeah, sort of a mix of young and old on my hot board. And I'll throw this at you guys: if you're Jeff Brohm, you're coming off a 4-8 season, you know the urgency here. Could you really afford to turn this job over to a neophyte? Don't you think you need to hire somebody with experience?
That was going to be my next question to you. There is something that I got asked: is there is a co-defensive coordinator in Anthony Poindexter? I know there's one on the offensive side, a couple on the offensive side, and the question I got asked from somebody yesterday was, "Well, if they're going to be a co-coordinator, why wouldn't they be then the front runner for that job? Yeah. What would be the point of them being a co-coordinator if they are not good enough for Jeff to take over the job? Can you kind of shed some light? Is Anthony Poindexter a candidate for this job, in your opinion?"
I got to think Anthony is a candidate. Like you said, Jared, he has that co-coordinator title. He's familiar with the personnel. Obviously, the Brohm knows him, has hired him. He was at UConn before he got to Purdue as a defensive coordinator and safeties coach. Spent a lot of years at UVA, where he was a star defensive back way back in the day. So, you know, this still was Nick Holt's defense, Jared. He was the guy who pushed the buttons. Anthony had the co-defensive coordinator title. I'm sure he was involved with some game planning, but when push came to shove, again, it was Nick on Saturdays who was calling the defense. Is Poindexter ready to make that next step? Maybe he is. That'll be determined, obviously, by Jeff Brohm, but I'm sure he's going to be under consideration as well. And also, Anthony's a very good recruiter. Don't forget that element of this, too, guys. This personnel needs to be upgraded, the linebacker especially. That was Nick Holt's position, linebacker. And they need a good recruiter in this spot, in addition to being a guy who knows how to run a defense.
What's the salary pool like for this position, and is it competitive enough that Purdue can go out and get somebody?
I think Kyle is competitive enough. We're looking at the contract yesterday. Nick made in the range of $650,000 to $700,000, and that's competitive. I don't know if Purdue's at the point now where they're going to pay a coordinator $1 million, which is what a lot of SEC schools do, and even the top Big Ten schools do. But yeah, I think Purdue could pay, you know, $750,000, and I don't think, you know, money will be a detriment to trying to woo a candidate if Purdue finds one they like.
Do you think there could be other staff changes?
That's a good question. We'll have to wait and see. I think this is the one most people speculated that probably could happen, and the one with the most urgency. So at this point, I guess I would lean towards saying no. If there are some, they'll be voluntary with guys leaving on their own for other schools. But I don't see anybody, you know, quote-unquote, parting ways with Purdue University at this point, you know, without it there being their choice.
Tom, before we let you go, you brought up the recruiting aspect of whoever they bring in needs to be a good recruiter. I know Brian Newbert handles a lot of that recruiting stuff over there at goldenblack.com, but are you worried, or have you talked to Brian? Does anybody seem worried now that Nick Holt is out of the fold about any potential incoming defensive recruits?
No, you know, just texting and talking with Brian a little bit the last 24 hours and reading some of the things that he'd written about that very subject, Jared, on our message board, how this is going to impact recruiting. It doesn't seem to be the case. I'm sure all these linebackers in particular were given a heads up to this. A couple of them, as a matter of fact, were on campus for official visits. Ben Kreil and Clyde Washington, I believe, were the two linebackers on campus this weekend for visits. So it doesn't look like there's going to be any attrition because of the move. And I'll tell you what, guys, I was just at the banquet on Sunday. I talked to Nick Holt and his wife, and I don't know, if he knew this was coming, he sure put on a good face, because I got no inkling that, he knew he was going to be losing his job in the next 24 hours. I know he was recruiting just as recently as last week on the road, hitting the junior college ranks. So maybe in the back of his mind he knew this was a possibility. But again, it certainly didn't seem to me that was the case when I saw him at the banquet afterward on Sunday.
Tom Deanhart from GoldenBlack.com. He's a tremendous resource to keep up to date with all of this stuff. And, of course, he brought up Brian Newbert on the message boards writing about the impact on recruiting. So sign up for those subscriptions today. Check out GoldenBlack.com. Tom, we got you 2 days in a row. Hopefully we don't have to talk to you. I mean this with all the love of my heart. I really hope we don't have to talk to you tomorrow because it's too much breaking news for 1 week.
No, anytime, Kay. I appreciate you guys having me on. It's always fun. You know, I like your insight, too. And, yeah, I'm sure we'll be talking soon, fellas.
All right, take care of yourself, Tom. See you soon. All right, we've got a break. We'll come back. Dave Shondell is coming up next here on The Morning Drive on 101.7.